Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's been an Antifa versus furry shootout in Portland.
Wait, what? Oh, in Portland. Okay, that explains everything.
It's like all of that. What the in Portland. I'm not joking. And we'll start this off by saying that Portland is a scary place. Mm. And it's no joke to say. And thanks, frankly, to a lot of the journos on the ground and people elsewhere have been reporting on what people have been up to.
Is it the degeneracy capital of the world right now? Would that be a fair title?
Probably. I mean, it's the open terrorism capital of the world for the West. I mean, sure, you've got, you know, Somalia or whatever as well, but for the Western countries, I mean, where else do you just have open terrorism going on 24/7 and everyone's fine with it? And to list that, we'll start off with this Vice
France,
article.
France, maybe? Sorry.
We'll start off with this article from Vice, because you may remember there was a guy who wore a Trump hat in Portland, and some guy premeditated, turned up and just shot him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And then Vice were like, well, we've got to get his side of the story. That's an innocent man who didn't do nothing. And as they read with the headline, a man linked to killing at Portland's protest. There was no protest. He was walking home. He just walked out and shot him. Says he acted in self-defense. So let's scroll down so we can remember the dude's face. Piece of S. And he ended up fleeing and then in a shootout with police.
He's got an Antifa Black Power fist tattooed to his neck.
Literally gave an interview to Vice. Vice were like, he said I didn't do nothing. And Vice were like, we believe you. And this is the state of left-wing media. And then ran off, got in a shootout with the police and died. Goodbye. Don't care.
Well, there's some justice in the world.
But that's the level of, let's say, media reporting. And then we'll just, you know, open murders going on because of political reasons. Right, we'll go to the next one. And we can see firebombings instead.
Fabulous. That great Western custom.
Trying to burn police officers alive. Fantastic. This is perfectly normal. If we carry on, that's not the only one. Because this one, the guy actually set himself on fire. But this one as well, we've demonstrated many a time. You can see here, someone comes out, throws a Molotov at the police, tries to burn them alive. And they just ruggers off. Just going on constantly. I think there were like four or something during the Summer of Love that were thrown at police officers.
Block party atmosphere, was it?
Yeah, just going on. If we go to the next one, we can also see the IED of tolerance going off as well. Do you remember this?
No, no,
so this was at the courthouse. Some guy threw an IED. And you see it's just nothing. And then we can't play the clip, but it just goes off. Everyone's a bit shocked. Like, even the protesters all go silent. Like, what the hell was that? Because they didn't realise, well, presumably they didn't realise how far they were getting that day. So that's the idea of tolerance. And then we go on, we have just another shooting that has taken place in Portland. I mean, if this is not a scary place, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And this is the story here. So Andy says here, last night there was a mass shooting in Portland at Normandale Park where armed Antifa and far-left militants were gathering for direct action. One female is deceased and five others are injured. Antifa are claiming the shooting was politically motivated. They're trying to claim it was the right wing. That's their perspective.
So it wasn't the terrorism of tolerance, it was the bad people.
No. So all this terrorism of tolerance has gone on. I love that term. I'm going to start using that more.
Good.
And then there has been another shooting. And then we'll go through the details here. So if we go to the next one, we can see Andy reporting on this some more. And again, Andy, you know, of course, being the best journalist for this sort of thing, says police released an update to the press, a release about the mass shooting involving Antifa. They say investigation, quote, indicates this incident started with a confrontation between an armed homeowner and armed protesters. Antifa left the scene and won't cooperate.
Wait, so do you reckon this was like a, this is like that BLM protest with the McCluskeys that but went bad. Is that what this sounds like?
That's what it initially sounded like.
Okay.
And maybe you don't like Andy. Maybe you're like, oh, well, come on, Andy's a far right guy, which if only you knew more about Andy, I suppose. And we'll get to the New York Times instead. Another far right outlet, of course, and we'll see what they had to have there. So they say, the Portland Police Bureau said a woman was dead and when officers arrived on Saturday night at the scene in a neighborhood of Rose City Park. Of course, what Antifa's local cell is named after. Two men and three other women were taken to a nearby hospital, police said. In the shooting, which occurred at the start of a protest, that word is eternally cursed, appeared to be, quote, a confrontation between armed protesters and an armed homeowner, Lieutenant Nathan Shepard said by phone on Sunday. Quote, that's what the preliminary investigation is indicating. The crime scene was, quote, extremely chaotic, the police said in a statement on Sunday, and, quote, a number of witnesses were uncooperative with responding officers. Most people on scene left without talking to the police. Most people on scene being Antifa members, who are like, well, those are pigs, they're turds, therefore we're not going to talk to them. Even though your own people have been shot, you're going to leave. One of the victims, Dadja Beck, who turns 39 on Monday, and who was contacted through her attorney, said she was shot twice, so she survived. Beck said she was part of a volunteer motorcade group that was working to set up a safety plan and reroute traffic a block or two ahead of the marchers. We were not part of the protest, she said, adding no one in the motorcade group was harmed.
Was armed. Yeah, it's madness, right? Volunteer motorcade group that reroutes traffic, right? They are trying to set themselves up as a government here.
But also we were just peaceful, entirely peaceful, just moving on. I was like, okay. That's what your perspective is, but we'll keep it in mind.
Okay. Yeah, they were also...
We can only take her word for it.
Okay.
We'll start there.
Yep.
Beck, who was shot, said a man came screaming that they were violent terrorists and repeatedly calling them a misogynist vulgarity.
What, like woman?
So, you woman. The man said they were the people responsible for violence in the city, Miss Beck recounted, adding that he said, quote, if I see you come past my house, I will shoot you. People in the group tried to calm the man down, but Miss Beck looked away from him towards one of her friends. That's when he started shooting, she said.
Wow.
So, this is the recording of events. Man turns up, says, you're responsible for violence. They're like, oh, shut up. Let's be polite and say that that's what it was. And then he pulled out a gun just out of nowhere and just started shooting.
Wow. How unreasonable.
Well, yeah, it is terrible. Like, you shouldn't just go out and shoot.
Is that actually what happened? Is that, can we rely on this testimony?
Well, we'll have some more details coming forward. Okay. But I'm going to take their word for it because it's as much as we have for that aspect. And yeah, sure. Okay. So yeah, bad. But did you not follow the start of that sentence where he's like, well, you guys are responsible for the terrorism? I wonder why he thinks that. Mayor Ted Wheeler has something to say on this, of course. Quote, while many of the details of last night's shooting near Nomondale Park are unclear, we do know one thing is for sure. Our community is dealing with the sadness of another senseless act of gun violence. Mayor, Mr. Wheeler. No. This is just gun violence. Yes, and Molotov violence, and IED violence. It's just the weapons themselves are jumping up. And
part and parcel living in a big city, Callum.
Just these Molotovs keep making themselves and throwing them. No, this is not gun violence or knife violence. It's not the inanimate object. It's extremist violence. I mean, we have an example, multiple, throughout the Summer of Love, of the Antifa guys engaging in terrorism. Far left violence. Okay. And then we'll take their word for it. This guy turns up. He's a far right guy. And he shoots the Antifa guys for what they've done. Yeah, okay. Well, he's been radicalized by the terrorism in his city. This isn't good. This is not gun violence, though. This is extremist violence, let's say, from two people. And extremists breed extremists. So this is exactly the same situation you see around the world.
Well, when you see, as has been documented quite well by Andy Noe, the city establishment literally doing nothing, and you could argue aiding and abetting terrorism for years... and then you're surprised when you get an extremist vigilante
pop
up.
I mean, it is terrible, really? But this is the thing. If you tolerate extremism, specifically just open terrorism taking place, of course, lots of people are going to be radicalized by that. And yeah, this is the bed you've made for yourself. If you had actually dealt with the extremism at the source, you wouldn't allow them to then breed more extremism. Moving on, though, let's go to the next link so we can see apparently the shooter was a furry and was identified as a right-wing furry by... furry comrades in Antifa, which...
Well, he was living in Portland.
Oh, God. It's just the aspect there of that is God, mad. If we go to the next one, we can also see the police reporting on this, saying Portland Police has formally named Benjamin Smith as the suspect in the mass shooting involving Antifa. They say evidence was removed from the scene and are asking for cooperation from the witnesses. The witnesses being the Antifa guys who refused to talk to the police and apparently have removed evidence from the scene.
Right, so he's hospitalized in serious condition. So presumably he was also shot in this shootout.
Yes. Yeah. So the
so
way
he was shot by the unarmed motorcade. Sorry, this isn't making sense to me. Anyway, do continue.
Yeah, so yeah, Miss Beck doesn't seem to have been telling the full truth there. Mm. But we'll take it as it is, which is that he turns up, he's unreasonable, he shoots them, they shoot back. You know, okay, Carl Rittenhouse situation if you want. Mm. I look forward to Rose City Antifa saying Carl Rittenhouse did nothing wrong. Mm. But there's the evidence there of them also saying, well, the police saying that the evidence has been removed from the scene. And this isn't a surprise. If we go forward, you can see Andy also saying this is routine for Antifa. Mm-hmm. And as you see, it's just, yep, the history of removing evidence. And as you can see, there are the statements there. And in those images, they say about, you know, keep your photos to a minimum and don't talk to the pigs. Your comrades have been shot. Some guy turns up and shoots your comrade and you're like, yeah, I'm not going to talk to the pigs. I'm not going to help. In fact, I'm not going to take pictures. I'm not going to do anything to help. Okay. Well, let's see one of the victims. So Miss Beck, you may remember earlier. You see here. Mm-hmm. So Dajay Irene Beck, an Antifa member who was shot at the Antifa versus Neighbor shooting in Portland, is now instructing comrades to return the evidence they took from the homicide scene.
Hmm. So that's an admission that they took stuff from the homicide scene. Mm. Oops.
She says, if anyone removed anything from the crime scene, you need to hand it over now. I can help if you need help. You're hurting us if you took something and do not return it. Right, so it's an admission that has taken place. Guys were removing evidence from the scene. Well, which guys? The ones who weren't talking to the police, most likely. She's openly saying to her own comrades, I know it was you guys. Give the evidence back. I've been shot. You're hurting me.
Mm.
Too bad, lady. These are your comrades. They don't talk to the pigs. This is your worldview. These are the bed you've made for yourself in this ground. The people you have made friends with are bad people. I don't know what else to say. It's, yeah, of course they're not going to help you. If we move on, we can also see the fact that she, being there, as Andy mentioned, with the crime shot, the mugshot photo there, she's also been involved in riots with regards to all this.
But I thought she was an unarmed, peaceful motorcade at right.
Yeah, she was a peaceful volunteer for the unarmed motorcade.
Ended up in a mass shootout where the other guy ended up in hospital. How strange.
Yeah, this whole situation is terrible, but it's the case, again, of just, this is why you don't tolerate extremism breeding in your city. It ends up just endlessly spiraling into violence.
Mm.
If we continue, if we go to the next one, we can also see apparently the guy who shot the initiant, so the right-wing furry who turned up, as we're going to call him, I suppose, he was shot by one of the members of Antifa. So Benjamin Jeffrey Smith, 43, allegedly confronted the participants at a racial justice demonstration on Saturday night before pulling out a handgun and shooting multiple people in the crowd. A member of the crowd shot Smith, who remains hospitalized in critical care. And the shooter is not named because, well, no need to. He's not being charged with a crime. He shot someone who was shooting at him.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that's self-defense.
Yeah, that's... Carl Rittenhouse did nothing wrong. Say it. Just say it, for Christ's sake. If there's no principles to these people, but I look forward to the people realizing that Carl Rittenhouse did nothing wrong, and they're just lying to your face about it because they can't deal with reality. So according to Smith's roommate, Christine Christensen, he had expressed anger over protests in Portland, people who are experiencing homelessness, and COVID health restrictions in recent years. Smith also owned several guns, according to Christensen. So you have political extremists for the last 4 years, I mean, since Trump, before Trump as well a little bit, engaging in terrorism on a minor level, just threatening people, threatening their businesses, burning down random people's homes, random businesses, Starbucks, oh, we'll burn that. There's 10 apartment blocks above it, but don't worry about that. So do people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not important. And then they got to the point of trying to burn police officers alive with Molotovs. Then they started shooting random people in the street for wearing MAGA hats. And then they're IEDing the courthouse. Right. Yeah. All that political extremism created other political extremists in this chap. This right-wing furry is being called. Turning up and then attacking you, as he said to the people at the protest, you know, you guys have caused all this, therefore he's angry with you, he's carried out his extremism. Again, terrible. But that's the thing. This is why you clamp down on this sort of terrorism from the get-go. If for no other reason than terrorism itself, but then the fact that it'll just spiral and spiral, because it's a black hole of politics.
Mm.
What's the response? Any reflection? Any reflection whatsoever?
Absolutely not from these guys.
No, what are we playing? As you can see here, London Antifa standing in solidarity with Portland. So they've done nothing wrong. They've never, ever, ever. And now some guys attack them, who's also been radicalized by the whole situation. Yeah, that's cause for solidarity, comrades. So who do they blame? Who do they blame?
Trump.
Oh. Ooh, rare occasion.
Ooh, I missed on a... Wow. Gosh, that's a first. It's got to be the far right.
Homo nationalism, maybe. Andy No. Wait, they blame what? Andy No. This is Andy No's fault. So as you can see here, this is Andy pointing out that they have vandalized the Spanish War Memorial to put up here, saying, kill Andy No. This isn't the only time they've done it. There's loads of other comments, of course, in which Antifa accounts are just like, yeah, I'd love to kill him. Andy, funnily enough, can't go back to his hometown. Big shock. He's now living in exile. He's living here, actually, and in Break Britain. So, God save the Queen, Andy. But there's... It's just no reflection. Right, you commit terrorism. Like, your group goes and commits terrorism on an endless basis, killing people, burning buildings, burning people, wrecking people's lives, destroying a city, frankly. I mean, it is not a place anyone wants to visit anymore. No one ever talks about visiting it. Reporter reports on the terrorism and says, this bad. Shock. And then Mandy gets mad at the terrorism that he's seeing being reported on. I mean, let's just assume he was getting it from Andy's sources and then becomes a terrorist himself. Andy No did this to us. No, it's not how this works. I mean, again, like, it, for the nunces out there, terrorism bad, of all forms. But then the aspect of you being like, yeah, this is Andy No's, that is not thinking at all. I mean, this is obviously just a scapegoat, the fact that, right, we were absolutely awful to the point of killing people in the streets, and we look terrible for that, and we've radicalized people against us. Therefore, Andy No did this by saying we did it.
Like, no. Yeah, no. Well, they see this Alderson Optics war. So they have all of their bought and paid for journalists who work at Vice and other platforms, as Andy No has actually documented.
First link, again, please, to make that point even more stark.
Right.
If we can, John, if we can get that first link.
So every time they get involved in something, they have a pet journalist who can go and interview one of them, tell their side of the story, and paint them as being these, oh, peaceful, loving, sort of anti-fans.
Self-defense.
Yeah. And then anyone who comes out against that, and it generally is only freelance investigative reporters like Andy No, who are not part of the establishment or the agenda, and they say, actually, these guys are violent and dangerous, and they're throwing up bloody IEDs and Molotov cocktails. They're the victims, because they're the villains, because they're making Antifa look bad in the optics war. That's the way they see it.
Again, terrible situation, but not surprised by it. I wouldn't be surprised if there are more of these situations. Because... This is such like a milquetoast take, but don't accept terrorism as normal? Could we do that? Yeah. Can we try that?
Mm-hmm.
How about that for an idea? Anyway, that's the horrible situation that is Portland. The international embarrassment is the Americans. If you enjoyed that section from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to subscribe to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium hangouts we sometimes do, this one between Carl and John on why woke remakes are absolutely awful. And if you want to follow Carl, you can also follow him on Getter at Carl Benjamin on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.